The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Risk of MS activity after DMT stop greater with RRMS, younger age. When multiple sclerosis patients stop their disease-modifying treatment, the risk of relapses and disease activity on MRI scans is higher among patients who are younger, have a shorter duration of disease, and have relapsing remitting MS, a study from Argentina reports. Male sex and a relapse in the past 6 months also linked with a greater risk of MRI activity. These findings may be useful in determining which patients are candidates for the discontinuation of treatment in MS, the researchers wrote. The study, Disease Activity After Discontinuation of Disease-Modifying Therapies in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis in Argentina, data from a nationwide registry, Relevar-EM, was published in the journal Neurological Research. Disease-modifying treatments, or DMTs, are known to alter MS progression, reducing the risk of relapses, preventing the development of new or enlarging lesions on MRI scans, and slowing the rate of disability accumulation. Over a dozen DMTs are approved to treat relapsing forms of MS in the U.S. There are numerous reasons why some people with MS may decide to stop treatment: side effects, lack of efficacy, issues with health insurance coverage, changes in life circumstances such as pregnancy, etc. However, there is little published data on how MS tends to progress after a patient discontinues a DMT. Researchers analyzed data from a multiple sclerosis registry in Argentina called Relevar-EM, and they assessed outcomes for patients who discontinued DMTs. MS relapse after stopping most common with RRMS, patients younger than 45. Data identified covered 377 relapsing MS patients who had been on a DMT for at least 2 years, then stopped the DMT for at least 6 months, and were followed over that period. Information collected spanned from August 2018 to May 2021. Among these 377 people, 292 had RRMS, while the other 85 had active secondary progressive MS. About two-thirds of the patients were female, and the median follow-up time after DMT discontinuation was slightly more than 1 year. The most common reason given for stopping a DMT was patient decision or preference, followed by issues with insurance, side effects, pregnancy or pregnancy planning, and lack of treatment efficacy. In the 6 months prior to treatment discontinuation, relapses were reported in 18.8% of RRMS patients and 3.5% of those with SPMS. New disease activity on MRI scans, defined as new or enlarging lesions, was noted in 55% of relapsing remitting and 3.5% of secondary progressive MS patients. In statistical analyses, the risk of new MS activity on MRI scans tended to be higher in patients who were younger and male, had a short disease duration, and recent history of relapse activity. Rates of new MRI activity were also higher in people with RRMS than SPMS, which is broadly in line with the known biology of these two MS types. In RRMS, symptoms are mainly driven by new inflammatory activity, whereas SPMS is characterized by gradually progressing nerve cell dysfunction, with relapses less common. We detected greater activity of the disease after suspension of treatment in the following cases: male patients, patients younger than 45 years, relapsing remitting phenotype, and short duration of the disease, the researchers wrote. During follow-up, 15.4% of patients experienced a relapse. These relapses were also associated with younger age, a shorter disease duration, and RRMS. The researchers stressed several limitations to this study's findings, most notably a lack of access to data on prior treatments or disease activity against which to make comparisons. The team also noted that many patients did not have MRI data available after DMT discontinuation. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on October 25, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Two-year Ocrevus, effective for early MS patients. Data. Nearly 80% of people with early-stage relapsing-remitting multiple sclerosis show no evidence of disease activity after 2 years of treatment with Ocrevus, or ocrelizumab, according to updated data from the ENSEMBLE Phase 3b trial. More than 88% of the patients were negative for MRI activity, meaning they had no new or enlarging lesions, or lesions with active inflammation. Over 90% also had no relapses or confirmed disability progression at 2 years. The safety profile of Ocrevus, marketed by Genentech, a member of the Roche group, was consistent with that reported in previous multiple sclerosis trials. With over 250,000 people treated with Ocrevus, we continue to see significant reductions in MS disease progression balanced with favorable safety, Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Genentech's chief medical officer and head of global product development, said in a company press release. We are also focused on remaining unmet needs, such as earlier diagnosis and treatment, which is critical to ensure patients are receiving the most appropriate treatment. These findings, along with additional clinical trial and real-world safety data, were presented by Genentech in two posters at the 38th Congress of the European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis, being held October 26th through 28th, both virtually and in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Ocrevus is an approved MS treatment designed to kill B cells. Ocrevus is approved for relapsing forms of MS and primary progressive multiple sclerosis, administered directly into the bloodstream twice a year. It works by killing B cells, a type of immune cell involved in the abnormal immune attacks that drive MS. In clinical trials, Ocrevus has been shown to reduce the rate of MS relapses and ease disability. But starting treatment with high-efficacy therapies, such as Ocrevus, in the earliest stages of disease may be associated with even better outcomes and long-term clinical benefits. This was what Hans-Peter Hartung, MD, a professor of neurology at the Heinrich Heine University Düsseldorf, showed in the poster, Treatment-Naive Patients with Early-Stage Relapsing-Remitting Multiple Sclerosis Showed Low Disease Activity After 2-Year Ocrevus Therapy with No New Safety Signals, the Phase 3b ENSEMBLE study. The International ENSEMBLE trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of Ocrevus over 4 years in 1,225 adults, 784 women and 444 men, with early-stage RRMS, or a disease duration of up to 3 years, who had received no prior treatment. Participants with a median age of 32 years had experienced their first MS symptom less than 1 year prior to entering the study and had their diagnosis less than 3 months. Most participants had experienced both relapses and MRI-based disease activity in the year prior to enrollment. The trial's main goal was to assess the proportion of patients with no evidence of disease activity, or NEDA, a status defined by the absence of relapses, new or enlarging brain lesions, and 6-month confirmed disability progression at 2 years of treatment. Other goals included annualized relapse rate, or ARR, disability progression, as assessed with the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, and safety measures. Most patients remained on treatment for at least 2 years. 2 years of Ocrevus led to high rate of no disease activity. Consistent with 1-year findings, 2 years of Ocrevus treatment was associated with a high rate of NEDA, being achieved by 77.3% of patients. Notably, 93.4% of patients had no relapses, and 90.7% experienced no confirmed disability progression. Also, 92.7% had no new or enlarging lesions in the brain or spinal cord, and 93.3% had no inflammatory lesions. Both the adjusted ARR and the mean EDSS scores were lower with Ocrevus treatment. At 2 years, patients experienced a mean of 0.033 relapses per year, compared with 1.23 relapses per year before starting on Ocrevus. For most patients, the EDSS score remained stable or improved, indicating less disability. Safety results were consistent with prior Ocrevus studies, with no new safety signals, the researchers wrote, adding that study discontinuations due to safety reasons were low. Infections were reported by 62% of patients, and serious infections by 2.7%. A total of 32 patients had COVID-19, which led to two of the three deaths that occurred during the study to date. In the ensemble study of treatment-naive patients with early-stage RRMS, disease activity based on clinical and MRI measures was minimal in most patients treated with Ocrevus over 2 years, the researchers wrote. In the second poster, Safety of Ocrelizumab in Multiple Sclerosis, Updated Analysis in Patients with Relapsing and Primary Progressive Multiple Sclerosis, researchers provided evidence of Ocrevus long-term favorable safety in MS patients. They analyzed safety data of up to 9 years of treatment with Ocrevus from a total of 11 ongoing clinical trials and open-label extension studies involving relapsing MS and PPMS patients. As of November last year, 5,848 MS patients had been treated with Ocrevus, and about half had received at least 8 doses of the therapy. This represents a total of 25,153 patient years of exposure. Patient years, or PY, is a measure of the number of people participating in a study and the amount of time they were followed. For example, 100 PY refers to data gathered from 100 patients who were followed for 1 year, or from one patient followed for 100 years. Results showed that reported rates of adverse events over 9 years of treatment remain generally consistent with those reported for the trial's controlled treatment period, in which Ocrevus was compared against active treatment or a placebo. The COVID-19 pandemic resulted in a slight increase in the rate of adverse events, serious adverse events, infections, and serious infections due to COVID-19. When excluding such cases, rates of serious infections remained low and within the range reported in real-world registries, and no new patterns of such infections were identified in relapsing MS or PPMS patients, the researchers wrote. Rates of all cancers and breast cancer among Ocrevus-treated patients also remained within the range reported for MS patients in real-world registries. The findings highlight that over a 9-year follow-up period, no new, with the exception of COVID-19 type of infections, or unexpected safety signal, was seen in patients treated with Ocrevus in ongoing clinical trials, the researchers wrote. Ocrevus continues to exhibit a stable and favorable safety profile, they added. As of March 2022, more than 250,000 MS patients globally started Ocrevus treatment after its approval. Ocrevus long-term safety will continue to be monitored in clinical trials and in the real-world setting. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on October 26, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.